Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Today at the 810 Zone, our All-Star event going to be going on. I mean, Rob Riggle's going to be there, big Hollywood star, but really, I mean, the reason you go is Tim Grunhard.
Absolutely.
It's going to be at the 810 Zone, 810 Zone at Corbin Parks, 4 to 8. I think you can still get tickets. All-Stars at 810WHB.com. Send an email there, and you can find out about the VIP tickets to a meet and greet. Folks like the great, the immortal Tim Grunhard, others like Hollywood legend, lesser, second-tier star.
Second-tier.
Rob Riggle. Trent Green.
He's first tier.
Jeff Montgomery. Matt Beisler.
All those guys, first tier guys.
Beisler, they are first tier.
First tier guys. I'm a minor celebrity. Remember that.
My man, Jamie Bluma, who you should
There's another minor celebrity for you.
Yeah. Jamie, be the first to admit that. Not going to find a better guy. No. I don't know how all the work he does for charity is incredible. It's one of the best. You hear him talk about it, you don't realize. I mean, I don't know how he does it all. He's a great guy. I love Jamie. He's going to be there. So don't forget about that. And don't forget about lunch at Rockin' Brews, our friends at Rockin' Brews as well. You know, they've got 10 items for $10 every lunch day, Monday through Friday. They're at the southwest corner of 135th and all, just down the road from our very own 810 Zone. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 items at lunchtime for only $10. And then all day Tuesday is Burger Tuesday at Rockin' Brews. All burgers are only $5. That's everything that comes with it. The one that's got the bacon and the cheese and the fried egg. And, of course, a great side
Gastropub.
Of fries.
Yes.
Is that the Gastropub?
Yes.
Love it. They got the fries, the sweet potato fries or the onion rings, whatever your side is. Well, you get it all for $5. There are other deals that are out there. It's like, oh, $5, and it's a dollar for cheese, $2 for bacon, and $2 for fries. It's not really
if you go today, it's National Onion Ring Day. So,
is it really?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
it
go
is.
Have onion rings at Rockin' Brews. They are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. They do a great job.
Only the two fat guys in the room knew that.
Well, I didn't know it, but
you're not fat.
Are you saying me and Curtis?
No,
knew
Curtis
it. We told you. Is that what you're
Curtis and I are the
alleging?
The plump guys.
Yeah. Good to know.
You're just a little well done.
Good to know. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know how.
I'm trying to figure out.
I don't even know what that means.
Trying to spin that if that was good, if that could be good
or
bad.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I do know that we're taking you home today. I'm excited. This is my favorite hour of your show. You loosen up. You become, you know, just kind of relax in the last hour. You always have more fun in the last hour. The first couple hours, you're serious. You're introspective.
Did you hear the Kirkhoff hour today?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I
know that was yeah.
The whole first segment we didn't even get to sports.
So that was the draft one, right? Yeah, I was driving.
Before that, yeah, we talked about coffee.
Oh,
Wedded Bliss.
Uh huh. Wedded Bliss.
Oh yeah.
And lack thereof.
Do tell. Speaking of Wedded Bliss, and bringing my wife to the thing.
Oh, really?
There is the. Person you want
truly
to meet.
The better half.
Truly the better half.
Yes,
absolutely. Put up with my crap.
My wife won't be within,
love your wife.
Won't be within 50 miles of the place.
My favorite person in that family by far.
My that your opinion is shared by all.
Yes, that's,
I'm 10th in a 4-person family.
And, yeah, well, that's where we all sit. But and then also your in-laws, great people.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
All me age people. That's why one of the reasons
a lot
why
of
they're great.
There's some Rockhurst in there.
And thank you for inviting me to the what was it, grad school party or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
You like that where you crashed
and I
that
just
for
crashed
some free
it.
Drinks.
Yeah. And that was like after the Northwest championship game. I was feeling no pain at that point.
Yes.
And it sat was, down with your father in law and hugging on him and stuff, and he's not a hugger guy. He's not a hugging guy.
Probably not. No,
but he was being hugged.
Yeah.
By me.
Well,
So you know what? You're a great guy.
That would be one of the largest, that handshake
between
would be like,
your two meaty
maybe the
paws.
Two largest fists ever to shake hands.
You're a great guy. You know that? You're a great, I love you, you're great guys. Like, okay, Granny, go away. So, but it was fun night.
Hey, you weren't that bad.
No, I wasn't.
I can tell you.
I was trying to.
But they did just tolerate you to talk to Joe Randa. That was, that was the good times.
Yeah,
he was talking to Joe.
I brought Joe.
That's right. He did. He came down there.
Hey, Joe Randa,
and
everybody.
Had the coaching staff. I'm like, oh, hey, Tim, if you're not out doing anything, stop by. I'll get you drinks.
Okay,
my father-in-law will.
Okay, we're coming.
And all of a sudden, Tim shows up with like six people.
I roll with a posse.
Apparently so.
I got my posse.
Coaching staff maybe was there. I don't know. I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
I'm glad I said that word right. I could get in trouble saying that word wrong.
It's an important distinction.
Yes, it is.
It was MBA. My brother-in-law is MBA. He was celebrating
MBA.
Yeah, he's a bright kid.
He is.
Bright kid. All right, so you're happy to be here. We got that.
Yes. Check.
I want to. One of our need-to-knows we didn't get to, intern Shadow. Are you working on your sports center? Or are you just, okay. All right.
I guess he showed you.
I guess you can type and look over here in the glass. Okay, good to know. Does he look like a guy writing something to you?
No, he's got a big smile on his face. Just happy to be here. Happy to be learning under the great Soren Petro.
Yeah, man, that's it. That's exactly it. Well, what he needs to know, what you guys need to know, is that I'm giving you a couple to do. Then you're going to do it on the show. So you need to start getting that. Yeah, look, sure, you can use that one. I just got marked on that one. Did you even hear that one when it came out?
No, I was looking at something here with the Chiefs for a second. We'd get there.
We're a half hour away from getting to that. Yeah. But you're going to do the Sports Center for Curtis. Okay, not today, but so take it seriously.
And you got to talk like Curtis.
And we're going to roll the music, and you got to make it go for a minute. And if you're long, then like the boss is going to come running down the hall and slap you senseless. So, you know, just be ready.
Yes, be ready.
He's going to slap you with a giant
You are correct,
tuna.
Sir. Yes, you are correct.
You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you.
I just want to be your Ed McMahon. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yes. The A's DFA'd Steven Vogt.
We're having a fun moment.
I know. I know.
Nobody even knows who Ed McMahon is anymore.
No, probably
listens
not.
To the show.
No, not these people. Or not these
no
kids.
Idea.
No.
None.
No, you're talking to the old farts.
Is he the GM of the Sixers or Ed McMahon? Is he?
The young people know the GM of the Sixers. Trust the process, Curtis.
Gotcha.
I don't know who this old character is.
You're so old, you can't even find a reference that
jazz?
Works. The A's DFA'd Steven Vogt. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are sending Kyle Schwarber to AAA.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's batting like 147. He's got 12 home runs and like 18 hits.
So in my Joe Sheehan retro sheet fantasy baseball league, the guy who took Kyle, I say Joe Sheehan to qualify that it's a big, he's a big deal. He's a big
it validates
baseball
his
writer and thinker.
Yeah.
It validates me, makes me feel better. Yeah. A guy in that league drafted Kyle Schwarber before I took Bryce Harper. Did that guy make a mistake?
Yeah.
Did he make a mistake? I'm just curious.
I know someone on this show who picked him to be MVP. Let me just go change the records.
Yeah. It's not too late. You never know.
Kyle, I was like, come on. Guys get hot. It doesn't mean they're going to play like that for 162 games. Calm down, people.
Yeah. Well, they brought up Hap, who is really, really playing well right now. So he could play outfield. He could play second base. He is the poor man's Zobrist, young player they brought up. And he's got like four or five home runs in the last week.
But Kyle Schwarber is like, Derek Blalock scored like two or three touchdowns against the Falcons in that game. Whoa, this guy's franchise back. We got to go get. No, he had a hot. Like, if you have a hot 10 games in baseball, that's like having one good game in football.
You're right. But the story really was, I mean, here's a guy coming off of a knee surgery.
I know.
And playing in the World Series after not batting at all. And
it was a great story.
Like six, lasers seven, all over the field. Yeah.
It was a great story. But I think, again, the reason I brought up what the league was, this was not a collection of goofs that did this baseball league. These are guys that are like baseball thinkers.
Wasn't like me being in it.
No, it was not like you being in it.
Pick every Cub.
These are alleged baseball thinkers, and they took Schwarber ahead of Bryce Harper. I'm like,
whoa.
That was a dream come true.
Whoa. My boy's looking a little rough on TV. Brett Favre.
It's all silver, man.
Man, oh, man.
He doesn't look rough. He's in good shape.
He's younger than I am.
He's like a fitness freak now. Do you know that? Doesn't he like cycle now all the time? He's like a big bicycler.
He looks like he's about 70.
Well, his hair is all gray, and he's got a gray beard.
Yeah,
he's going gray fast. Yeah. But apparently, is this the video of him where he said he didn't know what a nickel defense was for like 5 years?
I believe it.
You hear that?
No, I didn't. But I believe it.
It's like, yeah, that's hey, you know, Holmgren saying this, this, this. And I'm like, I got no idea.
That's Brett. If you've ever been around him, he is such a good old boy, man. He is. He's a great. He used to come into town all the time back when Frank Winters was playing with him. He'd come in town. And you want to talk about it, just a good old boy now. He's got some demons, or had some demons then. I'm sure he still has them, but they're hidden.
Did I tell you his demon story? my buddy who got thrown up on by him?
No.
Was right. So his brother played baseball at Southern Miss, and a friend of mine played baseball at Southern Miss also.
Uh-huh.
His brother's older, Favre's brother's older. And so they went out drinking, and little Brett went with them. And they drove to some other town, and they were driving back, and the car didn't have AC, so the windows are open. So he's sleeping in the back, and Brett's up front puking out the front window. He's like, I've been puked on by a Hall of Famer.
It's funny how that comes back in the back window 90% of the time, doesn't it? I think we've all...
Is that experience talking?
Yeah, I think everybody...
Don't you be looking at me when you're saying things like that. Look at Curtis or him.
We're not looking at Curtis, obviously.
No. You're still in that world.
Curtis has one foo-foo fruity margarita a month.
Yep.
He's not puking out the window on anybody.
Nope. They're still in that age group where it could still possibly happen.
Unless he swallowed a hoof or something, eating the whole cow. That's about the only way he'd be throwing up.
Ew.
Yeah. But Brett's a great guy. He really is. But he's one of those guys where, who am I throwing it to? All right, I'll throw it to him. I don't care what the defense is. Just getting it to him. We'll make that play. And that's the way he played. I mean, look at the way that he conducted himself on the field. He just was a gunslinger.
Yeah. Everybody says that about Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes strikes me as going to be a lot more coachable than Brett. Doesn't mean he'll be better than Brett Favre, but a lot more coachable. If he's got the same arm, the same toughness, which I don't know that any quarterback will ever have the same toughness, then you see why the Chiefs took Pat Mahomes, right?
And we talked about it, and all indications are the kid is making strides. They stripped him down to the bare bones of his knowledge of football. I mean, literally introducing him to the ball and grab the laces this way. And it's going to take some time. Now, if he does play next year, if something drastically has to happen, Alex Smith gets hurt, something happens, we talked about it before, they're going to do some things that he can do well. And I think they've been practicing some of those things, some of the RPOs and some of the single reads where, hey, listen, if this linebacker steps up, you throw it. If he drops, you hand it off. And, hey, let's work with that offense too, because Andy Reid is going to – the great thing that Andy does is Andy is going to fit the offense to his personnel. He doesn't really force his offense to the personnel. He fits his offense to the personnel. And that's why I think you see – that's why, I mean, look at the different personalities and the different athletic kind of makeups of the quarterbacks he's had. I mean, they're all different. I mean, from, McNabb to, Alex Smith to, you name it, Cobb, all those guys, a lot of different body types, a lot of different athletic makeups, and he's been able to make those guys pretty good.
I'm curious. And by the way, I forgot to give out the gift card, didn't I? We got a gift card to Rockin' Brews, $10 gift card right now, caller number 8. 913-3-810-810. Still time to go take advantage of, like I said, those 10 items for under 10 bucks. It's every Monday through Friday at the Rockin' Brews. And, of course, Burger Tuesdays, $5 for everything that you get on the burger, on the menu, and the side, everything comes with it. Burger Tuesdays, caller number 8 right now gets a $10 gift card to a Rockin' Brews. Not to mention 52 different beers on tap. You know what that means, Tim? You can go in there every week and have a different beer. Every week
just one.
A year.
Just one.
I mean, from one. Yeah. Or for you, that means two trips there, and you've had them all.
Don't tell my secrets.
26 on one day and 26 on another. No, I agree. And look, you've coached too, which is what makes you tolerable as a guest. The part
plus
about...
Plus I come on the cheap.
That's above my pay grade. I don't know where that is. I was talking to a coach the other day about, reaching a guy, and I watched the practice, and I'm like, hey, you really spent a lot of time with this guy. Like, tell me about this guy, not get it. How do you get to this guy? They got a coach with Pat Mahomes. I mean, he seems really open and very coachable.
Right.
But sometimes that can just be a guy who yeahs you. Right? Like Brett Favre was clearly a yeah guy.
Yeah, he was.
He stood there in front of Mike Holmgren. He's talking all this football thing. Yeah, got it. Yeah. How do you know when a guy's really getting it.
Well, I think how you know with this guy is that, you know, he's not – and I read this somewhere. I didn't hear this from anybody. I just kind of read this somewhere. But he's more excited about just getting protections right and the calls right now than making great throws. He's like, did you see that? I turned the protection. I got the protection to the right guy. And he's been excited about that. And he's working with – and I always screw this guy's name up. Mike, is it Kafka?
Kafka.
Yes. Kafka.
Not Kafka, is it? It's Kafka, isn't it?
I think it's spelled the same way.
You know, if you're in Chicago, you say Kafka, but that's where he's from. But
if you just say it quickly, nobody can really tell.
Yeah. Like Bruce Snyder, is that kind of what it was?
Just like Bruce Snyder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But and I missed that point because after that I was like, "What?
Yeah, you phased out. I ruined it. Yeah, hey, thanks."
But thanks
for empowering the listeners to send me negative tweets now. Thank you.
You hate K-State.
Yeah, I'm just like Tim. You could ever get a name right, I might be able to follow you, but you just suck.
Well, if that's true, then they can't listen to this because I screw names up constantly. But
by the way, that is how every negative Twitter guy talks. I don't know if you know that.
Oh yeah, I know.
That's how they talk. All of them, like, you know. And then it's what's funny is when you get behind one of those guys at McDonald's, they're like, "Give me a number 3 with a Coke with light on the ice."
Like, I know you.
You're a negative tweeter, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am. How did you know? Hang on, I'm crapping on somebody on Twitter. Hang on. You suck. Oh, I spelled suck wrong. Damn it. You. No. Crap. Delete.
But I guess, and according to all the people out there, that he's just so excited about doing things right. It's not really about his own personal success right now at practices. It's just getting things right. As far as, hey, and you guys, I mean, everybody out there, you've heard about how long these plays are as far as, you know, verbiage. I mean, it's a mouthful to call a play in this offense. It is a mouthful. So for this young guy, just for him to get that.
Is that really necessary?
I don't think it is. But
you've been around the West Coast offense. You had to deal with it there. Were you like, can't we just, like, what is the purpose of it? Why do they do that? They're
tagging everything. That's what they're doing. They tag things in the call. So if you're, you know, the first thing you do is you talk to the formation, then you talk to protection, and then you call the initial route, and then you're tagging everybody. Well, this, you know, with the different call, the back's going to do this.
So what's a tag?
It's telling the back or the slot what they're doing in that particular play. So the main guts of the play is called, and then they could do different things with tagging guys, basically saying, okay,
at
slot.
The line?
No, in the huddle. You're sitting there like, you know, right to jet, Omaha, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll say, you know, X post, Y go, or something.
So no, they don't. They you could understand.
Well, but it's...
I'm the X receiver, and I'm running a post route. You can understand, but they don't do that. They do things like if the fullback's supposed to block, like I saw a breakdown with Boomer Esiason once. Baker Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what Bruce was? Bruce is
28 Baker Bruce.
Yeah, and Bruce stood for Bruce Springsteen. Because Bruce Springsteen is the boss, and boss was the actual call. On strong safety.
There you go.
That was what the block call was. Well, like, do we really need a guy to have to think three levels through? How do they ever move the ball? Some of these guys are so stupid. Yeah.
Especially when they're not in the line of scrimmage. They're in the huddle saying this. It's to say boss. I mean, it's not like they're you're tricking anybody.
Well,
lines.
I think in this NFL Films one, I think Boomer was up there calling it at the line.
Well, you don't want to say boss.
Pound two, Rodney. And
if you say boss, you know, 90% of the defensive players. Well, let me take that back. 60% of the defensive players.
You know, the smart guys are on the offensive line.
Yeah, boss back.
Actually,
on
they
safety.
Are second highest score on the Wonderlic after quarterbacks.
We'll go there. Bob is back on backer, right?
Right.
You have Sam is back on the strong backer. Mike, it's on the Mike backer, and then if it's Will, it's to the weak backer, and then boss goes outside to the strong safety. So that's how the plays are called in the huddle. But if you get on, you can't just say, you know, 34
but they,
Sam.
But
you
got to
go 34, you know, whatever.
Malone.
I couldn't think of a Sam name. Uncle.
Yeah, that's good.
They apparently have, you know, I mean, it's just like a lot even in the huddle.
A ton. And that's what I'm saying. They're tagging guys in – So a lot of offenses in the call, the routes are being run. They know, okay, this route, we're all running hitches. We're all running goes. We're all doing this.
You just call the play, and that's my route in that play.
Yeah, in the West Coast, you know, the guy up top sees that, you know, the safety's dropping here, so we want to run a hitch, so we're going to tag the slot to run a hitch. Or the back, nobody's covering the back of the backfield, and they'll tag that with like a scat, which basically sends the back out instead of being in protection.
Well, I know in the Coryell offense, because Vermeil wasn't as paranoid as other coaches have become.
Yeah.
I know in the Coryell offense, and talking about that, that they it was just a number coded. They had a number, they had a tree.
The tree.
And they had the numbers. And, you know, they would just go through in the order. So if you knew, okay, I'm playing the spot that's the third route set, they would come through and say, okay, here's formation. Here's if it's a pass, here's the formation. And here's the play with the routes. 7, 4, 6, 8. Nine.
Right.
Right. That wouldn't be it. But if you're the third receiver on what I just said, 7, 4, 6, I'm running a six route.
And usually the first number was the protection. So if it was 700, we'd be 700 protection, which was the responsible for four down linemen and the Mike backer. If it was 600, it would be returning to the Will backer. So the first number was the protection,
but,
and then it, the rest of the numbers went to the receiver tree, which is very easy to do.
But don't – aren't you – because, I mean, you had to have been around different
– Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know you were in the Chiefs, but then with Charlie Weiss, too, that's a more modern NFL offense that he was, I'm sure, calling it KU, at least lots of it, a lot of it. But, I mean, is it just, you know, paralysis by analysis, or is there a reason why the West Coast guys – cling to that, at least Andy Reid is a West Coast guy, clings to that, or could he clean it up a lot by just, you know, that was the one thing, like, the way it was described to me by Al Saunders was, look, the receivers, they ain't much for them to figure out. They just got to know their call. And once again, he said, now, the quarterback, I remember Al even said this to me, he's like, Trent, and he's got to make sense of all that in his head. So the quarterback's got to be really bright because it's hard here. But for the receivers, it's just like, okay, I just listen for my third route. Like, oh, there it is. It's a pass. My route's third. That's all I need to know. Well, why does that have to be so damn complicated on the West Coast?
It's a crutch for a lot of the offensive coordinators that came out of that system because they don't want to give up some of the adjustments that they think they can make. And that's why the tagging is a big thing in the West Coast offense because they want to tag guys because they're making adjustments on the fly from analysis from up top or on the sideline, all those kind of things. And if you don't have that ability to make those adjustments, then you're going to have to run the offense that you put in and you feel like maybe, you know, gosh, I wish we were doing this. So, hey, let's tag this and do that, if that makes any sense. So, you know, in a lot of offense, the Patriots offense, just like we didn't tag anybody at KU, and they don't either. And they're calling their routes. This is what we saw in film. This is what the defense is. This is what we're going to call. We'll make the adjustments on the sideline, but we're not going to have this verbiage that it just goes on. Because think about it, if you're a quarterback, all right, so you're waiting for this to get called. You're listening in your ear. It's not, believe me, guys, it's not like talking on the radio. It's like a walkie-talkie. I mean, it's a lot of times you can barely hear it. He's trying to hear it. The crowd's going crazy. You know, the defense is foaming at the mouth to come at you. Now you got to go to the line of scrimmage, go to the huddle, and call the play over again. And then you got to walk up, and then you got to start looking around and analyzing exactly what's going on defensively. That's a lot to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
And remember, you got to get it off at a certain amount of time.
So let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about whether or not Andy Reid's problems in the two-minute drill or because there's too much of that crap going on. That's next with Tim Grunhardt here on the program.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burns end of the hour answer.
Yep.
76ers, number one overall pick of the draft tonight, which you can hear on Sports Radio 810 WHB beginning at 6. Who'd they take with their first number one overall draft pick?
Wilt.
Wrong.
Daryl?
Nope.
Dawkins?
Nopers.
No, I know the answer. Doug Collins.
Doug Collins. 1973.
Ha! Eat it, Grunhardt.
Is this part of the Red, White, and Blue Basketball League, or was this?
No, it was NBA.
No, it was NBA.
Oh, that's when they made the changeover?
The NBA never had the Red, White, and Blue.
I know, but the Sixers were in the NBA.
They were never
in it.
Dr. J was.
Dr. J was.
With the Nets.
With the New York Nets.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know what teams made it from the ABA to the NBA?
No.
Well, you know one now. I just told you one. The Nets.
Yes. How about Phoenix?
No.
I have no
idea. There is a Western Conference team, right?
Mm-hmm. Spurs.
Yeah. Many championships, yes.
And the Pacers, right?
And the Nuggets.
And the Nuggets, but they weren't the Nuggets, though.
Hmm?
Were they the Nuggets?
Mm-hmm. David Thompson?
is with the Nuggets? Okay, and the Nuggets.
That's the four
teams, right? Yeah, four teams. So there you go, Tim. You learn something new every day. Yep. By the way, before we get back into...
I had one of those basketballs growing up, by the way.
We all did. They were awesome.
They were the best.
They were great.
Yeah, they were. I was really good with it. I could really make some shots, only with that ball.
She had to be able to see the colors rotate.
I did. I had to see.
That's what kept your 6'2", 310-pound ass from playing in the NBA.
That's exactly what it
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
Yep. They would have kept with that ball. It would have been in the NBA.
Orange ball.
They make more than offensive linemen in the NBA.
They do
like Scrabinis in the NBA make more than like the best guard.
You know, everybody makes more than we made as offensive linemen.
Oh, you guys had it so tough.
We had it so rough.
It was so rough. before we get into why perhaps they're slow on the 2-minute drill with the Chiefs, you know, after they're going to release episode
30, I don't know,
8 this December for the Star Wars saga. You know that?
And which storyline will this be?
There's like eight. Six this of them the going on. No, no.
It has nothing to do. Nothing to do with.
No.
Okay.
No. Don't be that guy.
I love Star
one
Wars.
One storyline.
I love, but they're all different.
No, there's one storyline.
If R2-D2 isn't in it, it doesn't count.
They go back and they tell
R2-D2
how Anakin
has been in every single one.
Has he? And was he in the latest
The Rogue One?
One
yes.
Right.
He's in Rogue
Which
One.
Which I like, by the way. I didn't think I would, but I
did. So it's episode 8. It's all one story. Then Rogue One is just a pull-out little segment of what happened between... It's really like episode 3.9.
Here's my question for you, and I ask this question to all. I know you're a Star Wars guy. And I do like Star Wars.
Okay, because I got some news for you.
All right, would you, if you were introducing your kids to the Star Wars...
I already have.
Did you start with episode 1, or did you start with the one that came out first and then kind of...
Good question.
How did you do
it? My oldest daughter is super, super loving the Star Wars. She loves the Star Wars. My youngest daughter kind of likes it, but she's only 7, so some of the scenes, I haven't been able to show her all the movies, and if you can't see all the movies, it's hard to be as into it as the older one is. I said, listen, you can take it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or you can go the way they came out, which is 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. She said, well, how did you see it, Dad? I said, I saw 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. She said, well, then that's how I want to see it.
There you go.
So that's how I
like
brought
that.
Her into the mix.
I like it.
So we got episode 8 coming out in December, set for May of 18.
And the time period is going to be?
Well, December of this year is episode 8. I presume it's a few years after episode 7. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard. But that's not the point. The news isn't about episode 8.
Okay.
The news is about, so the next Rogue One movie, they're going to start kind of like the comic books, doing like the backstory of individual characters. So the first one that's coming out is going to be like basically who Han Solo was before Star Wars, like as a smuggler and all that. You're going to get the background on Han Solo.
When he meets Chewie and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. They're going to, you know, they're at a bar and they bump into each other.
Hey, dude, you want to go like do the Star Wars stuff? Yeah, let's go do it.
They're playing pickup hoops and he's like, God, this guy's 8 feet tall.
Chewie would be the greatest center of all time.
I got to roll with this guy. We can make some money.
He would smell pretty bad.
He's really kind of white man. White men can't jump.
He'd smell like a wet dog out there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But it's like white men can't jump. They can hustle anybody. Got an 8-foot center in your 2-on-2 game. You're doing pretty good, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So they've hired a director for the Han Solo movie, which is supposed to be coming out. And if it's in May of 18, they're turning this thing around pretty quick.
I'm seeing episode 9?
No. No,
the Han Solo standalone movie.
I'm seeing episode 9 is May of 19, but you're talking about something
That's
different.
Not what we're talking about, is it?
No.
Thanks for listening.
So they hire.
I'm sorry, what are you guys talking about?
Why are you here?
Do they hire a director?
To make you funny.
And who is it? Is it the guy from like The Village and all those shows? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it is M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Yes.
M. Night Shyamalan.
It's going to be really at the end.
Han Solo is Darth Vader.
Yes.
That's how it ends. Yes, exactly.
A twist.
Yes, a big twist there. Yeah. And no. But who would you like to see direct it? Let's take a shot. Who do you think would be a good? This is a very famous director.
Let's play a different game. Name a director.
Lucas?
I don't know how much he follows the films.
I'm not a big follower. I know
Billy Wilder.
Like, who's the dude that did, like, Born on the 4th of July and all those?
That was who did JFK. Yeah. And,
Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone. That's
That'd
what
be
I'd
another,
like to see.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Ben Kenobi was in on it from the beginning. It'd be a conspiracy movie.
Yes.
I like that you got a couple of good ones. Yeah. Those are both good.
Do not forget your dying Jedi.
No, how about Ron Howard?
Really?
Do you think Ron Howard would do
a good
job?
Love Opie.
What all did he direct? He's directed a bunch of movies. I can't remember.
Backdraft, right?
Well, he
League
did
of their
something
own.
Better than Backdraft,
a League of their own?
For God's
That's
sake.
That's the first one that popped into my head here.
Backdraft.
Here. A League of Their Own.
Let's
right?
start with Backdraft.
That's the first one that popped in my head.
Again,
pull it out your
I ask a second time, why are you here?
To make you funny. Somebody
That is correct, sir.
Beautiful Mind. Frost Nixon.
Oh, now you're looking him up.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I asked him to do. Yeah. Then he's actually doing something.
Did he do
Apollo 13?
Apollo 13?
Did he do A League of Their Own?
No, I think that was
Penny Marshall.
I think that was
Gary Marshall.
Oh, they were in some show together, weren't they? Though
just ramble off the filmography here.
As actor,
you're looking at IMDb, right?
Yes, director. Okay,
click on
here
director.
We go. Grand Theft Auto, Night Shift, Splash, Cocoon.
Ron Roll,
Far and Away, Apollo 13, Ransom. Beautiful Mind, Cinderella Man, Da Vinci Code, Frost Nixon. Let's see, Inferno. That's untitled Han Solo film.
Rush.
Here.
He did Rush, the movie about those Formula One racers, which was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Can't think of either their names, but it was good.
When everything slowed down and they could see like the air moving and the coin flipping up in the air and sticking on the tire. And wasn't that from that movie?
That sounds right.
Could be.
So do you think it's get hired?
Yes. Why not? Sounds good to me.
See, I love the difference because Drake came running in with that news. He's like, "Cher's gonna direct the Han Solo movie." Ron Howard. he was like, "Oh,
he'll have his Opie cap on,
yes.
pulled down low."
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Don Knotts is actually going to be it's going to be Darth Vader.
What is this, flubber?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Don Knotts was the bumbling deputy in Opie. What was it? Andy Griffith.
You guys are on fire with the youth references today.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Keeping it young.
Fonzie. There'll be a Fonzie character.
Yes.
There is a Fonzie movie coming out. Just a heads up.
Hey, no.
It's jukeboxes. The songs come on.
I think the Fonzie character is pretty much Han Solo.
Yeah.
So yes. that'll be how
Solo just goes. Hey,
he'll hit the transporter.
Sit on it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he jumps a shark. He literally ski jumps a shark,
and he can't say he's wrong.
And he says the force helped him do it.
It reminds me of somebody I know. I'm not going to say who.
Hey.
He's right down the hall, man.
Don't start that. I have enough issues around here without starting that. Come on, we've had a truce over the years now.
All right.
Do not shoot across the border.
No.
No Scud missiles, please.
There is nowhere to go from there.
I don't know if we're going to talk football.
Grunhardt's here. We'll talk a little bit about his KU's getting a new stadium.
$300 million renovation.
You
Good
like
job.
That. We'll talk about
Shannon.
That
yep, absolutely.
Next here in the program. That's what Grunhardt does. This should be your theme. You come in and sabotage the show.
Last hour, baby. You guys are great in the last hour.
Thanks,
it's my
Tim.
Favorite.
Thanks.
It's
appreciate
great
it.
Being here with you guys.
We just build and build and build.
You do.
That's what it is, really.
You guys build her up.
$300 million renovation at Kansas. You coached
awesome.
At Kansas for 2 years. How much easier does this make it to win? What percentage?
I don't know if it's going to make
40, 50, 80% of the battle? 2%? What is it? Put a number on it.
25% of the battle. I mean,
no.
Obviously it helps with recruiting.
It's not 25%.
It's not. The $300 million, you know, that stadium needs a lot of work.
How much of that are you giving?
I'll give, what you know, something. I like KU. Very happy with it. Shan's a great guy. Great person. A lot of great people there. Just didn't work out for me.
Well, they don't say the same thing about you. That's
okay.
The problem.
Yeah, they do.
No, but seriously, they've got good facilities outside the stadium, right?
Right. And you know what?
Comparable?
Here's the thing.
Or have they already fallen behind?
You know, the Memorial Stadium is, I mean, it has a lot of tradition. No, it doesn't. And it's a cool old stadium, but it needs
to be
fixed up. It's
a cool old stadium. There's no tradition there. Let's not act like championships have been dripping out of that place forever. There's no tradition there whatsoever.
A lot of good football players have walked through the
Kansas people think there's no tradition whatsoever. I'm virtually none there.
I was brainwashed.
It's a drop of tradition.
I was brainwashed.
There's what? There's two Orange Bowl seasons ever? Am I wrong? I'm not trying to hate on the program, but you got to look in the mirror and be honest with who the blank you are before you can build the right way.
Well, I just think it's a
good... If you look at a foundation of sand and go, yeah, I'm going to build a 100-story tower on this, well, you're screwed. That's not going to work. You got to know that, hey, no, we got to dig down more and make the foundation right, because this foundation isn't crap.
Well, this will hopefully help then to make it a great tradition and to play there.
But I'm just curious, was the building, the actual gate stadium you played in, Was that an issue in recruiting? We make a big deal about whirlpools workout facilities and film rooms and
they have redone that part. They did that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm trying to understand is how much is it, or is it more about we need to give a comfortable environment for our potential donors to sit in to enjoy watching the game? Can they get more suites and make more money to pump into the program to try to keep up with the Joneses? I mean, what? Why is this necessary?
First of all, in this day and age, kids want to win. They want to win now. There's not a lot of patience for kids.
Right.
And the second thing, they want to play. So, you know, a lot of these kids will say, well, okay, I'll kind of pass a little bit. I'm winning, but I want to go out there and play. And then the third thing is, you know, looking at the locker room, we spend most of your time, the meeting rooms, the training rooms, and the facilities.
They want to win more than they want to play?
Some kids do. Some kids don't. Some kids, it's not really about winning. They just want to play. They want to go out there and play. They don't want to sit for 3 years and watch and then go play their fourth year and maybe their fifth year. You know, so that was one of the things you always had to kind of wade through when you're trying to figure out recruiting a kid. Is it about winning? If it's about winning and winning right now, that was a tough sell. But it's about you can drive the bus here. You can drive the train. You're a kid. You can come and play right away. And then, you know, you guys will have success through your efforts. And, you know, so that was part of the recruiting, is trying to get kids in that really wanted to play early, and they would pass up maybe going to a University of Texas or maybe pass up going to another Big 12 school because they wanted to come and play. And then a lot of the Texas kids, especially who had a lot of ability, were not getting recruited by the University of Texas or some of those schools, and they wanted to come and play, and they wanted to play in front of all, you know, their family and all those kind of things to play against the University of Texas. So that was part of the deal. But, you know, I never heard a kid say, well, this stadium sucks. But, you know, when you walk into some of these newer stadiums, these newer cathedrals, Notre Dame just spent, about $500 million on a new stadium project that they're just about done with. And, you know, these kids, they see these unbelievable facilities, unbelievable stadiums, and they that's what they expect when they go places. So that is certainly a factor, and KU's doing a good job of addressing those needs. But the locker room there, I haven't been in it, but it is supposed to be unbelievable. And
really, the new one?
Yeah. So, you know, but that's where those kids, you know, you bring them in after you wine and dine. Well, not wine and dine them, but you dine them. And you bring them in, and they look at that locker room and say, yeah, this is where I want to be. So that's part of it.
Yeah. Well.
We'll see. We shall see.
Yes, we shall. And we shall see you over at the A-10 zone, correct?
See you a little later.
The All-Star event. I'll be there.
I'll be there 5 to 7.
5 to 7. Very good. Tim Grunhard. The great Tim Grunhard will be in attendance. Your chance to schmooze.
Minor celebrity.
Giving yourself a lot of credit there.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just, you know what? I can only go up from here.
I hope not. I hope
I'm
not.
I'm out of here. Let's see you guys.